Hello and welcome to the next episode of the New Earth Architectress podcast. My name is Aisha Rose Melody Hassan, and I am an architect, alchemical healer, geomancer, and the creator of the Sacred Blueprint. This is a cutting-edge vessel of courses and programs for women architects and designers, as well as property owners, land stewards, to help them birth their dream sanctuaries through a new modality that bridges spirit with architecture. I also offer mentoring for women architects and designers to help them build their prospering design practices aligned with spirit and their divine calling, helping them to make a greater impact on earth, helping them to channel their heart energy, their anger, their frustrations with the world, their deep, deep, deep emotions and feelings connected to the earth changes that we're experiencing now, helping them to really transmute those feelings, the challenges that they're experiencing right now, and create an energy that helps them to create in the most authentic, truest expression, creative expression, and in a way that supports and honors their joy. Today, I want to be talking to you about a bit more about the process that I have been leading my one-on-one private mentoring, private clients through. These are women architects and designers who are fed up with the grind of conventional architecture, interior design, and they are now building their own design practices, serving this planet, serving amazing clients. And I'm helping them to rebrand their businesses, help them to anchor in a design modality that is really, again, rooted, connected in honor of their truest creative expression and joy, and helping them to really move beyond cross challenging terrain, the terrain of their shadows, and helping them to get clear on what's holding them back from their abundance, their radiance, their vitality, and ultimately their sacred mission. Yesterday, last night, I was sitting, I was lying in bed and staring at the ceiling and just in awe of how incredible my clients are. In awe of how creative, how unique, how powerful they all are. In their, each and every one has their own way of expressing that power, that uniqueness. And sometimes they aren't even aware that it exists within them, that they are these powerful creators, that they are so unique, and that they have such incredible ways of seeing space, sensing spaces, sensing the energy of places, as well as the ideas that stream through for them about, you know, how to create this new architecture. And I'm just in awe of what streams through in our private sessions together. What actually happens is when we are gathered together, two people creating this sacred container between the two of us, and I open up this space for deep listening for what wants to really stream through the being of my client. For what life, for what spirit, for what creations want to be birthed and streamed through my client, they begin to gather all these keys and codes that they once knew how to create with. Now, they're not doing that in a mental way. but something gets activated within them. They remember and they begin to resource the alchemy they once mastered and put that and weave that in, start to bring that alchemy that they once mastered to start to design spaces in a really contemporary way that's aligned with their authentic expression and joy. You know, the thing with this reawakening of ancient wisdom that we're seeing, you know, all across the board in various fields of study, there's a risk that we end up copying ancient rituals, trying to restage ancient practices, recreate them, simulate them. While there are a lot of ancient alchemical practices, you know, that, you know, we are beginning to remember and relearn from, the point is not to replicate them, because humanity was at a certain stage of consciousness in ancient Egypt, in Atlantis, in Lemuria, in Hyperborea, I mean, even if we were just to come to the Renaissance, humanity was at a different stage of unfoldment. And we are now at another stage of unfoldment that has a lot to do with the process of individuation that we are all on right now. We have been gifted the capacity to have this spark, this fire within us, God within us, the temple within us. Some people would also say Christ within us. And that's further anchoring in as we move on into the next eons. And we've been gifted, right, the freedom of free choice. In the ancient, really like gazillions of years ago times, we were very much connected with the spirit realms, with the angelic realms. And it's almost like there was an umbilical cord attached to us and spirit, and there was this constant exchange, and that's been severed, and it's been severed for a reason. We needed to go through this process of individuation to become gods again. So what does this have to do with what I'm sharing here? It's really important as architects, as creators, for us to not regurgitate the healing modalities and the architecture modalities of ancient times, but to be inspired, to resource, tap the alchemy we once knew how to create, and then bring that in, weave that in into a contemporary modern way of doing business, of practicing architecture, of building on the land, so that it really speaks to the human now. It speaks to the earth now, because the earth is also changing. The earth wasn't like the earth is not what it was like before. We are evolving along with the earth. It is a crucial connection. It is a crucial connection. If anyone is interested in listening to deeper esoteric wisdom around this, I highly recommend Gigi Young. She is a YouTuber and one of the most solid resources for spiritual wisdom, in my opinion. We have no business deal or anything like that. I just want to say that. I'm not even in communication with her. I just think that everyone needs to know about her work. Everyone who is really wanting to take a responsible path forward with using magic. Everyone who is wanting to work with energies in a really responsible way. And you'll see the evolution of humanity, especially in a lot of her lectures. And I've recommended some of my students, my mentees, her work. All right, so back to resourcing this alchemy once knew how to master. And bringing that forward into this current contemporary life, into today. And how is that going to be expressed in your way? You know, we've come out of a time, and we're still in it. My mind still gets caught up in this stuff where we learned through masters, and this is important. I'm not saying we reject all of that. It's really important to study and learn the tools, you know, whether it's geomancy, feng shui, biogeometry. I mean, there are teachers in these fields, and it's important to, you know, to study under the experts, right? But because we're going through this process of individuation and our telepathic gifts are increasing, our intuitive gifts are increasing, what ends up happening is that sometimes we'll bypass listening to the currents, the flows, the impulses of our genuine, authentic intuition and expression, and dismiss them, thinking that, oh, well, that's not valid, or that's not a valid way of connecting with the spirit of the land, or that's not a valid way of, you know, creating ceremony with the nature spirits, or that's not a valid way of dowsing for geopathic stress, or that's not a valid way for creating sacred architecture, because we're just so used to studying under masters and having like a big pile of books, right, to refer to and basically take from, you know, all of these studies and replicate someone else's modality or someone else's system. And so now I'm just noticing such beautiful light actually streaming through, sparkles of light as the sun beams out between these rain clouds and these drops of rainwater are all on the bug screens on my studio door. And it was just, that was such a beautiful moment. Wow. I wish I could take a picture of that and show that to you. Beautiful alignment, really. So what are we doing? We're bypassing and dismissing the streams of creation and life that want to stream through our energetic vessel, our body. Your body is different from my body. My body is different from somebody else's body. And we all have this unique blueprint, right? We all have this unique energetic structure. And so the way that life wants to create through you will be different than somebody else. Now, will there be commonalities? Absolutely. Are there opportunities for everyone to work together in group and create together? Absolutely. This is not about creating my modality. This is mine and I'm not going to share it with anybody, or, right? You know, this is my legacy work and I'm going to die with it on my deathbed without, you know, sharing it with others, or perhaps inviting in collaborators and team members to improve your modality, right? And someone may be creating a similar modality to yours on a different part of the globe, but it will still have a different taste, a different vibe, because you're going to be delivering it in a different way than that other person. The feeling that my clients and I get after one of these breakthrough sessions where, wow, this is your authentic expression. Wow, this is really what you're meant to be doing. Wow, this is really actually how you're meant to spread and broadcast your vision and mission, which ends up becoming like a channel for marketing, right? And attracting clients. But in essence, it's really about how am I going to broadcast? How am I going to share my vision with the world? What is that authentic expression? My style is not to overlay and impose the systems that I use. Do I offer them as frameworks and structures to test and to try it out? And do I share, okay, well, this is what I've experienced in leading webinars. This is what I've experienced in birthing my online course and how I've structured it and how I've set it up so that it's a self-study course and, you know, all the features that are included in a course like that. Or, you know, am I going to share my experience with, you know, working on real life properties through the Sacred Blueprint system? What I've learned thus far, there's still so much to learn, with guiding clients through this totally new paradigm, this totally new process, which is the Sacred Blueprint. Absolutely. But, you know, some of my clients are, you can hear like that either the teacher is really speaking forward predominantly. So it's like, okay, we gotta create, I think a school's kind of forming around you energetically. Or is it the artist who's like creating the most kick-ass spiritual art, and through that art making process, guiding their clients, her clients, through connecting with the spirit of place and creating incredible, magical spaces? Or is it the person who's really like, yeah, okay, there's like this system that's emerging from her that is really connected with working with the elements, the five elements, for example. If you're working with the feng shui system, I know that there's more elements, but I'm giving an example like earth, air, water, fire, ether, akasha, right? And so I was lying on my bed and just going, oh my God, these women are incredible. I mean, really, it's such an honor and blessing to be serving these women. And what a gift really it is to this earth for them to be resourcing the alchemy they once knew how to create, the alchemy they once mastered, to create truly contemporary spaces, help to create these spaces, whether they're becoming teachers more, whether they're becoming architects, like actually, you know, building spaces. Now, all of them are architects and designers, but I'm just saying, giving an example that there are some that are more teachers rather than the builders and creators. But sometimes that all starts to change depending on the phase of your life. So resourcing the alchemy you once mastered bringing that in, tapping, resource. I was looking up the etymological definition of that. I'm going to look that up right now. It's really beautiful. Some of you may know. Resource, etymology dictionary. Any means of supplying a want or deficiency. Resource, a source, a spring. I love that it's a to speak through this word, women. Resource, your source. Resource your primal waters of creation. Tap those primal waters of creation. They have been cut off from humanity for so long. This is the real magical water, the real magical waters. And these waters do not exclude the other elements. It's a real magical water. A source, a spring. In Old French, ressoudre, to rally, raise again. And then the other, right? So ressoudre, to rally, raise again. And then ressurgir. I have a little bit of French. Ressurgir, rise again. So resurge. And so imagine, women, I invite you to close your eyes. And I'm moving my two hands upwards and spiraling them up on the end. Upwards, up through your body, up through beginning in your womb, and allowing that primal water to resurge, resource once again. And in this water are all the keys, the codes, the geometries, the beauty, the magic, the healing remedies, the systems that you once knew how to use. But you're going to now bring this new water that's resourcing and transmute that into a new contemporary way of creating holistic spaces, creating energetic spaces, sacred spaces. Tuning in, giving you a moment. You may feel emotion as you tune into the primal waters that are resourcing within you, coming up, rising up again. You may be receiving memories as this happens, as you tune in. Visions of the past, maybe visions of the future. Remembering what your soul's purpose is. Remembering what your soul said yes to upon entering this earthly plane. Yes, I am an ancient temple builder of the future. I am here to build the sanctuaries of light for humanity's unfoldment. I am here to bring a new consciousness, a new perspective about architecture and spaces, and to teach the world that our architecture is directly linked to our bodies, to our healing, directly linked to love and beauty and joy. And so I invite you in this moment to start to get a taste, a flavor for where does this sourced light want to direct itself in your life and in your practice? How does it want to transform it? What is your way? You might be someone who's like, you know what? You may need this, rather. Let me rephrase this. You may be at a point where you're getting so frustrated and fed up with the status quo and so tired of the 9 to 8 p.m. I'm talking about architects here. There's no 9 to 5. There's always this extra time, always overworking with architecture. I mean, some periods you may be not working as much, but generally we're overworking, overpleasing, overextending, overdoing, overdesigning. You may be just like at a point where you're going to break and fed up with the old paradigm way of receiving money. I'm going to talk about that in another podcast episode, this whole prison that we've been put into related to money and how the dollars for hours model is completely depleting, keeping us small. You may be someone who's fed up with all of it. You can feel it. You're scared. You're tired. You're depleted. You're getting you're chronically ill. This was me. And you may need to actually just drop everything and travel the world, travel the power places of the world, and see the ancient architecture of the world. And this might be your first step to creating your new business. Some of you may need to gradually integrate from, or transition rather, from working in an architecture office, perhaps leading your own, you know, conventional one, to rebranding and recreating this new model. Some of you may need to take a break entirely from architecture. I took a break. I studied alchemical energy healing, and that really helped me to get clear on what is my soul's purpose, what is my soul's mission. And it certainly wasn't to be an energy healer only. I was guided by the nature spirits that I was an architect, and I needed to build, that I needed to bridge spirit with form. But some of you may need to take that break to really find back the pieces of you again. Put back the temple of you again, all the pieces, the columns, the floors, the stones, the roof. To find that holiest of holies of you again. And so in these spaces of silence, I invite you to really listen to what is bubbling up. What is speaking to you from within? What's that voice telling you, that inner voice? What's your next step? Some of you may be already creating energetic architecture, but there's a plateau that you've hit, and that you need to, you know that there's a next level for your business. And it may be related to next level visibility, next level abundance, next level mission. And what does that look like? What's required? Are you doing whatever, you know, the online coaches are telling you in the online world? Like, no, you got to do it this way. You got to do that way. This is the system that works. This is the formula that works. But that way, is it really in tune with your authentic expression and how life wants to speak through you? Taking a breath, taking a stretch. Ah, oh, women. Mother Gaia is calling us forward to bring the balance back, to bring spirit, weave spirit back into architecture. What is your way? What is your way? I invite you to journal, do a drawing, reach out to me if you have any questions. You are such beautiful souls. And the magic that lies within you, those primal waters that are ready to surge up, have so many gifts to give to this planet, to your community, to your family. We're all going to be building, and we are building these temples of the new earth together. Beautiful. So before I end today, if any of you are interested in tapping one of the biggest power places in the world, which is Ephesus, I live very close to Ephesus. It is in the city or region of Izmir in Turkey. This is across from the Greek islands. And we are leading another VIP group retreat in May, from May 8th to the 12th, 2025. It is required for you to fill out an application. I am curating a divinely delicious group of goddesses for this next retreat. And I would love to see you there if you are feeling the tingles and you want to hear more of what these primal waters of creation are telling you, want, and how they want to move through you and create through you. Then make sure you apply. January 31st, 2024 is the deadline for the early bird discount. And I would love to see you in the group. So make sure you click on the link to sign up for all the application details. You'll see it down below. The other offering I have for you is a free offering. It is the 7 steps for mapping the vision for your dream sanctuary. This is a step-by-step guide, a series of PDFs, PDF exercises, and video tutorials. Got 8 video tutorials in there, I think, guiding you through an introduction of the sacred blueprint modality that I've created in partnership with Mother Gaia. And finally, lastly, I'm working on building up the Sacred Blueprint online course 2.0. And I've got a sign up form link down below to get on the waiting list for when I announce that our doors are open for the next level of the Sacred Blueprint online course. I'm excited. It's happening. It's happening. All right. See you next time. Bye.